Dr. Stephen Solomon, thanks for joining us. We know you've just got a few minutes, but we've talked about steroids and the tendency to want to do that, especially when injuries become such an important factor. We've talked about it today on the show, and late in the season, who's healthy is usually going to be the one that has the shot. That was true also in the NFL. What do you make of this? I mean, why is it so much less, it appears, of an issue that this has come out in the NFL compared with people like Barry Bonds and others and Jason Grimsley, et cetera, those stories in baseball?
Well, good morning, Nick. Good morning, Peter and Jim. Go Dartmouth. This is a Dartmouth morning, I guess.
It's Dartmouth morning.
That's right. Well, first of all, Nick, let me just say one thing about the whole Brian Gumbel issue you guys were just discussing. In my mind, I don't have a problem with what he was trying to say, but how he said it. I mean, Peter expressed very well the point Gumbel was trying to make, but in a respectful way. Gumbel just expressed it in a disrespectful way that's just not appropriate. You know, some people in any profession are willing to throw values out the window in order to get attention or to get ahead, and just that's not okay. The point is, he's got a right to his opinion, but how he said it was, it's just unacceptable. And that's the difference between someone like him and someone like the guest you had yesterday,
Chris Berman.
Right, exactly. So okay, so that's number one. Number two, with the steroid issue. I think there's a couple of different factors. One, a number of those players are no longer in the league, and none of them were, you know, high-profile players like Barry Bonds is in baseball. You know, Jason Grimsley of the Diamondbacks, he got caught, and, you know, you don't hear anything about him anymore, and it was over.
It was a big deal for that week, though, and it affected the Diamondbacks, who went on a losing streak for about 3 weeks.
So it did.
It was an important event in this season, and everyone will remember that happening and what it caused in terms of upset around the league.
But that was a present-day event. This happened, you know, what, 2-3 years ago, and that doesn't make it less bad or less important. But it was something that happened in the past versus it would have been a whole bigger story if it was something right now that these players were caught and busted, and it really would have affected their team then.